Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. SiriusXM Channel 159, quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. The Big E, Eric Cohen will join us at Level 3. We got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's getting ready for the Scottish Open. And so this is awesome, Cam, because next week that means the Open's going to be the same time, right? So next Wednesday, like, we're going to have a major, and we'll have, like, major golf overnight. That I'm going to be fired up for. That's what I'll put, like, $1,000 in on plays. And, like, all right, boom, 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 and, like, start spreading around a little bit. You know what? It's pretty good, though, guys. $100 on Xander Schauffele to win the Open, $2,500 back. Like, that's $200. Like, yeah. I bet $200 on baseball and lose all the time. So, whatever. I put $200 on Schauffele. If he wins, Cam, it's $5,000. Pretty nice.
That's the right attitude, man. That's what I'm telling you. Like, all those golfers we hit, like, at 40, 50 to 1, maybe sometimes 80, Gabe, it's like, it makes up for so many things. You're right. And that's the thing. Like, I get mad. Like, people are like, oh, you know, like, you see Feinberg and those guys. Like, I see his wins. Like, he puts, like, $50 to $100 down on a guy. That's how you do, like, you know what I mean? You can't do it on everybody, but the guys that you like, it's a great windfall. And think about it. Yeah, $2,500 is a nice
score. What's the most you've ever put on, like, one golfer to win? Not, like, in props and matchups and everything, but, like, solely, yeah, I think this guy's going to win. 500? 1,000? 200? Like, what's the most you put on a guy to win at, like, 25 to 1 or something?
When I was younger, when Mike Weir won the Masters, I had different books at the time, Morenci, and I ended up, he was 100 to 1, and ended up putting about, I'd say over 500. Yeah, I basically took my girlfriend at the time. We went on a 20-day European boat cruise. That's when we flew to London. I went to Gibraltar where the monkey pissed on me and went to Turkey and, like, all sorts of other places and stuff. That was the most I've ever put on. When Mike Weir won that Masters, I had a lot of money on it. And you couldn't hedge out back in the day. Like, you know, like, there was no cash out option and stuff, right? He was in a playoff with Len Matisse. I was losing my mind. And when he won, I literally was on the knees crying. I won so much money, man. It was the best. But I'd say, yeah, around $400 or $500. That's the most I've ever done.
That's why I remember my Thunder Gulch win so much. I was younger, so I didn't really know. I knew, but you know what I mean? I wasn't like, now I wouldn't put, like, I basically came for Thunder Gulch when he won the Derby. I put like 250 to win, 250 to place, 250 to show type thing. Awesome. I bet, like, yeah, and he won. He was like 23 to 1 or something too. Like, so it was one of those deals. With golf, I remember I put $200 on Faldo. That's why I was so happy about it. Like, whatever Masters, he won twice. It was one of them, it was the first one he won. I think it was 1990.
Both Greg Norman collapses.
Yeah. I remember the payphone I made the bet from and everything. I told the story. It was in the same building that these terrorists lived in. They tried to blow up the Seattle Tower, like the needle.
Wow.
I saw them on the news, and they're like, they made the bomb in this building. I'm like, I live in that building. I was like, oh, my God. I never lived in a building that so many people died in. Like, I swear to God, like, every day, man, they were, like, wheeling old ladies out or, like, something. They were like, oh, this guy fell down the stairs. Like, it was the weirdest. So I wasn't surprised that those weirdos were there. All right, I think we got Babano coming up here in a couple of minutes. The the Late Night Anger Management Cross. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Brenzi, the quickest 180 minutes of Sports Talk Radio. SiriusXM Channel 159, Money or 1090 ESPN Radio. What's up, SoCal? We had phone problems with Babano earlier. We told him to get a new phone. He did. He ran to Best Buy. He's back already. We're going to get him on in 2 minutes on the other side. We got the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart in the house here right now. And I'll ask people, and we like to educate you and give you winners as well. If you're wondering about why there are 18 holes, why are there 18 holes in a golf, on a golf course? There are 18 holes because when golf was invented, a bottle of whiskey had 18 shots in it. 18 shots.
Beautiful.
It provided enough for one drink. And so basically, like I said earlier in the weekend, it makes perfect sense too, wasn't it? Like, all right, the alcohol is gone. Game's over. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like they're like bottle. Looking at each other like, bro, the bottle's done. I'm not. That'd be you and me. We're like, bro, the bottle's done. It's over. It's done. Like, yeah, the game's over. Like, we're out of booze. We're going to the clubhouse to drink now. There's no more booze.
Exactly.
Like, we're leaving. But dead serious, guys. That is why there's 18 holes on a golf course. Because in the old days in Scotland, there was 18 shots in a bottle of whiskey. Therefore, 18 holes. That's why golf is such a alcoholic paradise. People love it. All right, so
the only sport that has more piss tanks per capita, I would say, is curling. Golf's
curling.
Second. Yeah, curling, everybody's a drunk.
Hockey.
Hockey. Anything on ice?
Anything that involves ice, basically. Yeah, curlers and hockey players. See, that's a game show. That'd be a great show, Cam. Former hockey players versus curlers drinking. Head to head.
Oh, God.
That'd be the best. What's the guy's name? The famous guy team? What's his name? The blonde guy team? Russell team? What's his name? What's the famous?
Howard?
Yeah, I love that.
Team
Howard. Team Howard.
Who let Mada out? Who let Mada out?
I love that. On one side, we have Team Wayne Mada and Company, gold medal curlers, taking on Chris Palmer and Chris Chelios, Stanley Cup champions. Start chugging.
Excellent idea.
I think the hockey players will beat them.
Beats guy, I don't know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
All right, it's a late night anger management class. Welcome to the only show. We're going to debate this after. We're going to camp golf picks. We make connection with Babano. We went to Best Buy. He's got a new phone. But we're going to get into this about the drinking, because hockey players drink a lot. It is what it is. Like, hockey's a big drinking culture. Like, I'm going to be honest. Look, nowadays coaches get arrested. But when I was a kid, I was 14 on this team. And basically, I was 13 to 15 type thing. And the coach would tell us before the game, if you guys win, we go to my house and get drunk. Right? And it was an incentive. Like, we liked it. Like, we were like, all right, this is good. Because he'd buy the beer. Right? We didn't have a lot of money as kids. So, right? And nowadays, Ken, that'd be you're under arrest and stuff. Like, people would flip. They'd be like, you're giving 14-year-old kids beer in your basement? Like, and this guy used to play in the NHL. He was an NHL hockey player. And if we lost, though, there was no party at his house. Like, so it was very, like, and we knew. But to us, it was like a bonus party. It was like, oh, it's great. He'll give us, like, you know, he didn't get us hammered. But, like, it got our night going. And then we'd already have a buzz, and we'd go party after. Right? But I was just saying, curlers can drink. I saw James Harden drink, like, four bottles of vodka in front of me. And I saw him on TV like 5 hours later, taking like a pregame warm-up and signing autographs with kids, and I was throwing up on my couch. I was watching on TV. I was like, I don't know how this guy is there. It was at the All-Star game. I was like, I don't know how this guy is still standing. Like, James Harden can drink. Steve Nash can pound him back. NBA guys can drink. They're big dudes, too, so they got big bodies, yeah. Cam, right? Like, they can handle
it. It's like Andre the Giant, right? Yeah, like, when he drank 50 bottles of wine, he's a massive man. It's also in your DNA, too. Like, and if it's something, if you start young, like, and beer was cool. Same thing, Marenzi. I remember we won a hockey tournament. We were playing this team from Calgary, and we got drunk with them and stuff, and their coach was, like, a born-again Christian, and he goes, screw this! We're leaving! And whatever he made, and we won the tournament. I'm like, wow, we won by default. Our coach is like, you dirtbags. Like, we'll take it. Like, we didn't mean to do it. Like, that's the worst. Hey, the coach, like, snapped on his team. Yes, we win by default. Thank you.
But, yeah. All right, just for the record, if you guys are wondering, all right, we got a little echo with Babano. But sorry, let's bring in your camera, Babano. What's going on, Babano? How you doing?
All right, I think we're good. Are we not?
You sound great.
That's good.
Nice and smooth.
Are we not?
All right, so just for the record, if you want to, we'll clarify, we'll get back to the picks here, about Andre the Giant on a plane once. So, and it's a true story. There's various witnesses. They were on a plane. How many beers did Andre the Giant drink on a 4.5-hour flight? It was East Coast, West Coast. Like, yeah, New York, LA type deal. How many beers on a plane?
Wasn't it like 116 or something?
156 beers.
That is wild. I how many ounces? Like, was it put like in the cup?
Cam,
or like the full beer?
Cam, you know what it turns into? 14.6 gallons.
That is... You fill your car up with beer. Oh my God, that guy—that's unreal.
I can drink. Not like that.
He drank 14.6 gallons of beer on a plane, sitting next to Dusty Rhodes and Mike Graham.
Amazing! What a story.
156
gallons. So
hey, Andre, at what point why not just drink vodka and say, "Listen, I need something stronger. It's not working." Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? All right, here's another story. Andre the Giant and David Letterman asked him, how many beers did you drink? Andre the Giant admitted to David Letterman that earlier he drank 119 beers earlier in the week and passed out in a hotel hallway.
Wow.
Can you imagine, like, being in the hotel and walking and Andre the Giant's lying on the floor? It's like a dead whale, Cam. Like, he's massive. Like, it'd be scary. It'd be like, oh my God, like, this guy's like Andre the Giant passed out.
You assume,
like,
he's dead. Like, you know, he's so big, right? Like, it's,
imagine,
it's
like,
down there.
What do you, if you can't roll him over, he's too big.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, I'd get to my room, I'd be like, listen, man, Andre the Giant's passed out in the hallway, man. Like, you gotta help him.
Yeah. Like, you gotta call somebody. Exactly. Like, you gotta,
how do you lift him up and roll him up? Like,
well, you need friends. You can't do it by yourself. You need a team.
119 beers, I like that. So
that's wild.
So basically, it sounds like, yeah. So 156 was the high end, Cam. Sounds like, yeah, it's basically 120 beers seem to be a standard night out on the town for Andre.
Yeah, that's no one can touch that. I don't care if you saw James. That's a lot of going to the bathroom too, because beer, it's one of those things, Gabe. You know, beer, like, it's just like, you're right. Like, just switch it up.
Well, here's another one.
That point. Wow.
40,000. Oh my God. Here's one. All right. He drank 6 bottles of wine once in the dressing room before a match. Someone saw it. 6 bottles of wine.
It's like a shot for him.
Another time he drank 102 beers in the airport before he got on the plane. In 45 minutes. He drank 102 beers in 45 minutes. Another time here, he drank Pouillet-Fousse, that's what I buy. He drank 12 bottles of wine on a bus ride in Japan once. And, there it is. This is a great story.
It was the last call. They were in Kansas City. The bartender told Andre that he could stay only if he was drinking, imagining surely that he would soon be rid of the big fella. It was last call. Andre thanked the bartender, proceeded to order 40 vodka tonics at last call. 40. 40, but imagine 40, he ordered 40 at last call, 40 vodka tonics. He sat there drinking them one after another, finishing to the last. He lasted until 5 in the morning.
Wow.
There's another story here.
102 beers in 45 minutes. That's a 2.2 beers per minute average. That's insane.
It's actually the Guinness Book of World Records. He's on, like, the only thing is, like, it's not documented because it's wrestlers, right, on planes and stuff. All right, here. How long did it take him? I wanted to see this one, Cam. Like, I've wrapped up pretty big bar tabs, Cam, so you got to think. All right, so this was the biggest bar tab that he racked up once on the road. How much do you think he spent?
Thinking about 20.
Booze is cheaper then.
Grand? Yeah.
He had a 40K bar tab.
Yeah, back then too, you're right. That's a lot of booze.
That's why he was broke when he died.
I'm still I'm still laughing at the 150 beers. Like, it's like I like wow.
156 beers, man. I like that he admitted to David Letterman that I just drank 119 beers and passed out in the hotel hallway.
My savings accounts don't even add up to 40,000. That's insane.
Wow, yeah, 40,000, Papano. My savings account doesn't add to 40,000. You know what's crazy, though, Papano? He wasn't making that much money. Like, Vince wasn't paying him that much money in those days. Like, he literally got, like, 50,000 for a WrestleMania and stuff. I saw King Kong Bundy got 25K, whatever, at the Silverdome. All right, Babano. Golf guys, what do you got for us, Babano?
Oh, my golf guy really likes a lot this week with the Scottish Open. This is more than he normally sends me in terms. I think he's got, like, 10 golfers here.
Fire.
Will Zalatoris, 25-1. Cam Smith, 28-1. Fleetwood, 45. Ty Hatton, 50. Lucas Herbert, 55, Robert McIntyre, 75, Christian Bezoutendout, 90, and a bunch of bombs. Jordan Smith, 110.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
10-1. Thomas Detry, 150-1. Johannes Veerman, 175-1. And two big bombs. Callum Tarran, 300-1. Garrick Hagel, 400-1.
Oh my God. Grenades.
Hey, Cam, that's Fleetwood. Fleetwood and another guy. Same as Cam Smith and Fleetwood. Seem to be coming up with everyone, Cam.
You're right. Big time.
This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Fun? It went further than your ball.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sportridge. All right, wish our boy Andrew McKinnis. He's a guest on our show. It's his birthday. Is his birthday last night or like today? And unlike Babano, who said, oh, it's my birthday coming up, like 8 months ago, it was McKinnis' birthday last night. You got to respect McKinnis, Cam. McKinnis was on our show last night. It was his birthday, and he didn't even bring it up. He told me after he goes, oh, I'm going to go out with my girlfriend now. It's not my birthday tonight. I said, oh, you should have brought it up. And being the big jerk that I am, I forgot to wish him a happy birthday on Twitter today. So I'm going to do it right now. Better late than never. So sent over our boy McKinnis happy. When's your birthday, McKinnis? Babano? You were saying your birthday was coming up months ago, but I think it actually is coming up now, isn't it?
It's next week. It's a week from today.
No hesitation. Yes, it's next week.
I love Babano. Happy birthday, Babano.
All right, so I think we all know what Babano needs. needs for his birthday.
What, a phone?
Yeah, such an impersonal
Someone
gift.
Someone
buy me a phone. Yep, my birthday.
It's like a couch. Yeah.
For the one number that I have difficulty with.
He's like an alligator.
Well, does Cam have any problems right now with that?
All I know is that's the only number I dial every week.
I know, because you're on the phone all day talking to hot chicks, Babano. I know. You're using your phone all the time.
I told him the new setup's working great. So he's going to do the new setup next week, I think, too. I told him.
This guy.
I love him.
Shout out to our boy Fred. What's up, Fred? Fred in Buffalo tuning in. Shout out to our boy Fred.
Huge.
Fred's a longtime listener, actually. Fred's a good guy. Fred's been tuning into the show for like 15 years now. So shout out to Fred in Buffalo. Huge. Yeah, Facelli. It's huge. Huge. Look at Babano. There's people on you got like Twitter polls going on. Should Babano get a new phone, GoFundMes, and everything like that? But you're sounding good now. So as I was saying, if you notice, Cam, our boy Ghoster said Cam Smith and Tommy Fleetwood, and Babano's golf guy in Europe is saying Fleetwood and Smith. Seems to be a pattern with Tommy Fleetwood coming into this tournament.
Yeah, here's the thing. Fleetwood, he's a guy that I'll take first round leader and maybe in a matchup game, but until he wins, I just one of those guys I find hard to take, but he'll be there. Like Fleetwood will play well in the Scottish Open. He'll probably play well in the Open Championship, but you know, I can't bet everybody. It's like we talk about. Like I can't take 12 guys and take away from profits with certain guys. So Fleetwood usually makes, you know, I rank guys and then I put a line through him, and until he finds a way to close the door, I'm not taking him outright. If he beats me.
So again, you know what? This is no joke. I got to get my Spieth pick in here, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing. So what are we doing here? So I'll give you, so my outrights, Morikawa, 30, and Spieth, 30 are my favorites. Also, like Fox at 40, Aaron and Ray at 75, Lucas Herbert at 65, and Robert McIntyre at 75. Gabe, those, and I told you, these top USA bets guys with Morikawa at 14-1 and Spieth at 16-1, very juicy. Top Scott.
Yeah, I'm
going to
look
Robert
at this
McIntyre.
Right now, because who are the other competitors there that could beat him? Because those are the two best
Americans.
Thomas.
He's got to be Thomas, Zalatoris, and Scheffler, basically, and a couple other guys. Those are good prices.
It's not easy to beat those guys. What about first round
not.
Leader? Because that's where the money's at. I like the one
first
day. I don't like
leader?
Waiting 4 days either. I like the first
Here's
round
the deal.
Stuff now.
Shoffley, your boy, he's hot. I think maybe he comes out of the gate hot again, 32-1. And it's funny, Babano, everybody else. I got Tommy Fleetwood, first round leader at 50. I might even throw a couple ducats on Robert McIntyre at 75-1, 80-1 first round leader. Actually, he's 80-1 first round leader. I think he'll come out of the gate well.
He'll be playing at home.
Big yep. time. Yeah.
I'm gonna take Xander Schauffele at 33-1 and Jordan Spieth 50-1 first round leaders.
Good price.
Spieth is a good first round player too, Cam. He often starts off tournaments hot.
He sure does. I just love the Robert McIntyre Scottish pick at plus 262. So he's basically got to beat Forrest and Russell Knox. And I think McIntyre's better than both of those guys. So that's a good price, plus 260 for McIntyre.
And the Barbasol?
Svensson at 21 and death by asphyxiation with Austin Smotherman. He did it with the pillow, Morenci. 45-1, the Smotherman.
Come on, man. That's not very
Dateline
nice.
Dateline NBC.
It's another death by.
Oh, yeah. I've got Barbasol for that.
Yeah, death by asphyxia with Barbasol.
It's actually a homicide lyric. It's coming back to me. Asphyxiated. Your lungs collapse. Yeah, asphyxiated. Your lungs collapse.
The guy's name's Smotherman.
Your grip.
That's
the lyrics in our song. Asphyxiated, your lungs collapse. You're gripped with fear. You're trapped like rats.
Yeah.
that's one lyrics in one of our songs. Very uplifting music I used to sing.
That's true.
Even me now, I look at some of the lyrics, I'm like, man, wow, I forgot I wrote that.
Pretty dark stuff. I played some of your stuff for Forbes the other night at the barbecue. He loved it. He's like, hey, nice solo. I go, that's my shredder.
I appreciate it. Hey, there's no women's golf there?
I didn't drink 150 beers, but I did well.
Yeah, here it is. What about the Estrella Dam? I see Brooks Henderson's playing great tennis, golf this year. And I want to get into tennis, too. We got Wimbledon, too. I want to get to that before you get out of here, Cam. Because I don't know. Cam's got to get his picks in after this. This is going to be the last segment with him. 20 minutes for tee off. Our boy Matthias is a big tennis guy as well. And I can't believe it, actually. I can't believe it. So the freaking loudmouth has gotten through, huh?
He has.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about right away when I say the loudmouth. Kyrgios. So yeah, Kyrgios has actually made it.
He hasn't had the hardest trip to get there. I gotta say, him having to play Christian Garin today was a hell of a draw for him because Garin's a clay.
He's still playing good, Mateus. He hasn't looked this good in a while though. Like he took him in straight sets, right? He's playing well.
Yeah, no,
I'm taking Nadal.
Well, but absolutely, but he has a bad app. I don't even know if he'll make the game, Gabe.
He's actually talking about withdrawing, Marenzi. It's like 50-50 right now.
He's always banged up.
It's true. It's true.
I can't believe this.
Was pretty much telling him today, stop playing. Every single time he serves, it feels like his abdomen's about to pop.
Actually, I bet on Fritz when he was a huge dog, and he almost got it done.
I don't know how he got through the last tournament. You're right. Nadal's going to fall apart out here. Yeah, like
he's amazing.
Let me get the updated outrights here. All right, so. Wimbledon went outright market. Novak is 4-1. Kyrgios is plus 550. Nadal is plus 650. Norrie is 25-1. All right, so this is at 8:30 Eastern in the morning, 5:30 on the West Coast. Kyrgios and Nadal. What are you going to do with the match, Cam?
I think the guys actually they have 48 hours game. Yeah. I can't bet on Kyrgios. It's Nadal or nothing if he decides to play. But with the women, I don't even know what to do. But I like own Jabeur to win the women's side. In my opinion, is I don't think there's any girl who's even in her league right now who's left. Simona Halep's on a nice run right now, former champion. But I'll take Jabeur any day of the week. She's no jabroni.
Halep is minus 105. Ange Jabeur is plus 120. Rybakina is plus 650. Tatiana Maria, I like that name. Tatiana Maria, 33-1. What do you think, Mateus? Who's winning the women's side of things? Are you going to go with Jabeur as well at plus 120 or Simona Halep?
No, I think it's Halep. I think Halep takes it. She's playing good tennis right now, but she's on a revenge tour right now, Gabe. She was coming back from injury right now, and this is her surface. And Jabeur, you know, she's consistent at times, but she's not, you know, Iga Swiatek. She's known to slip up at times. She'll give away the first set. And if she gives away anything to Halep, I think Halep and her momentum will take her over the top, especially at Wimbledon where she's won before.
It's true. Good point.
She was supposed to open up. There was a lot of disrespect coming into this tournament because she was supposed to get the main court draw, and they gave it to Iga Swiatek. But a lot of people were saying...
But Swiatek won 36 matches in a row. Like, you know, like she earned the right...
I thought it was Swiatek's thing, too. But the last time that Halep won was at Wimbledon. And the rules are the former champion is supposed to...
That's a good point.
And because of COVID,
you're right.
Halep didn't get to do that. And it's legendary. You know, it's a legendary thing to be able to open up at Wimbledon. And Halep was disappointed that she wasn't able to be that girl. So, I think...
What is she, a 16 seed?
Anger takes her there.
Is she a 16 seed? Like she's deep. Like she's out.
So we all agree. Right now, Marenzi. We all agree that Jabeur and Halep are going to play each other, though, right?
We do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The parlay is minus 200.
Yeah, I know. It's.
Throw Shane right in there, Cam.
Yeah, exactly. we'll deal with that one tomorrow, right? Shane right in there tonight.
Women's tennis and an NHL first overall pick parlay. Throw this. Oh, he's down to 250 now.
And the return of Shane Peter McGuire to television tomorrow night.
Pabano's first words after and the return of Peter McGuire.
That was excellent.
I know Pierre, so... For the record, throwing Shane Wright in the parlay. Ange Jabeur, Simona Halep, and Shane Wright to be the number one pick in the NHL draft tomorrow night is plus 109.
Sold.
It's not bad, actually. It's not
very
bad.
Very good.
All right, Cam, how many golf, how many picks do you have currently in your account now with the tournament coming up? And you're going to put more in now.
I'm going to guess 47. I'm on UC right now. I'll tell you tomorrow on the show. We'll play the game. I'm thinking I'm going to be after tonight close to Wayne Gretzky, like in the 99 range, I'm thinking. Might get over 100.
My account is naked. I only have 17 current bets right now. I got to start betting football futures.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Click, 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 click.
I did put in five NHL props. Thanks, Cam. See you tomorrow.
You got it.
Bring it. More of a battle to your side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Ian Cameron kicking with us. AK Babano. All right, a lot of stuff to get to. So the NHL draft is tomorrow. We're throwing it down SiriusXM Channel 159. Shout out to everybody in San Diego, Los Angeles, SoCal, the Mighty 1090, ESPN Radio. We're going to get back talking more baseball. We've been a little hockey heavy, and it's crazy that we're in July and we're hockey heavy this week. But I am all into this NHL draft, Babano. With the influx of sports books everywhere in every state, almost every state, of course, except California for whatever stupid reason. With the influx of the all these books, Babano, you see it. In your market, you see it, bro. There's like 17 of them, right? They're spending so much money advertising and stuff. They need action in the summer. So, like, in the past, they wouldn't have, like, all this stuff that they have now. Like, they never had NBA Summer League futures before, right? It was NBA Summer League futures. They didn't, you know what I mean? Like, tonight I bet on, like, WNBA assist props and stuff. Like, there's so much more. And if the future with 5G coming and stuff, people wonder about the internet. What do you care about the 4G, 5G? I don't ever think about this stuff. I don't care personally either. But it does matter from a betting perspective. Because think about it, Babano. Think of in-game betting now, Babano. And it's pretty fast, right? You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to get in here after all the change after this pitch and play and stuff. But imagine, Babano, what if the internet is even faster, which it can be. Which it will be. So imagine if how super fast it is that you could get to the point of battle where you could bet, like he missed the first free throw, you could get in quick enough about the second free throw. You know what I mean? You could act, remember the old the game in the bar there, the QB1, like you could actually bet, oh, they're going to run on this play. Like now, will they score on this drive they have? In the future, in the near future, guys, it'll be, are they going to pass the ball on this play or not? Like, the internet connection, guys, is going to be so super fast. It's going to help in-game betting a lot. But anyways, the NHL draft, there's every book has all these props up, and there's been all the player positions. So it's like the NBA and the NFL draft now, Babano. The NHL draft never got this type of coverage before. I personally have five NHL draft prop bets. Are you playing the NHL draft? What do you have for us, Babano?
Well, that's five more than I have. So
you're the big hockey guy. One. Like, how do you not like? Because you know, like, really, how do you not have like NHL draft props? Guys in our chat have them. You host a hockey show every day.
Hey, hockey's on vacation for as far as I'm concerned right now. At least for me, hosting shows or talking about it. But I will say this: if you want to.
So you're just admitting you don't know anything about the draft thing. That's what you're telling us. You're not following the draft. You know nothing about it.
No, I'm following it. I'm not interested in betting it. It's just not for me.
Do you bet the NFL draft?
The NBA draft.
The NBA draft? Like,
either.
You don't bet drafts?
The NFL draft, I do.
Drafts are where the money's at, like, honestly. Because they don't have an advantage, Babano. Like, they're at the merch. Like, there's no computer, like, to save their ass. You know what I mean? Like, if you're betting in-game.
I would say Wright, Slefkovsky, Cooley, or Slefkovsky, Wright, Cooley, top three draft order, You put a bigger bet on minus 150, a little smaller bet on plus 240. If the plus 240 hits, you're profitable. If the minus 150 hits, you're profitable. I think it's going to be one of those two combinations for the top three order.
It'll be Shane Wright first. Shane Wright will be first. Yeah, people in our chat are disappointed in Ibabano. Like, yeah, boy, McKinnis last night coming out firing, hockey, props for the draft. Come on, Babano. Hockey season's over. Hockey season's never over, Babano. What about the summer league? You bet in the summer league?
Not yet, but I'm watching some of it, and I'm going to get into it more as the tournament goes. The first games, I'm sitting it out. I want to see how everyone looks. And then I'll get into it when they play their second game.
What do you want, a summer vacation, Babano?
A little bit.
Like a summer vacation? I got to tell you, we're crushing a summer league. 2-0, baby. Oklahoma City Thunder once again tonight. And for the record, their summer, we'll get into the NBA Summer League futures. All right, so Babano's got no draft picks, no summer league talk. It's all good because we only have about 8, 9, 10 minutes with him left anyways. And he does watch the CFL. So yes. You're focused in on the CFL right now. It's only three games, though. Like, to me, that's the whole thing, though. I got to say, Babano, I'm not taking a shot at you. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't do that. I don't do this. I don't do that. And for me, I love the summertime. And it's also, like, very profitable. Like, I love the international basketball stuff, the international soccer, Wimbledon, drafts, you know, like all this, the USFL, CFL. This is where the money's at, man, right? Like, the other sports, the mainstream sports are tougher because the books care about those sports. They don't know about the USFL. Like, it's a new league. They're clueless. Like, they're going to put a lineup. They're going to hope for the best, right? And similar with the CFL. They don't really know, right? They sort of put a lineup, and they kind of hope for the best. We're into week five of the CFL now. We've absolutely crushed and killed it so far, except this past week. It was our first little stumble in week four. We look to get back on track. So tomorrow night, ESPN Plus, 9 o'clock Eastern time, the Calgary Stampeders lay 3.5 points against the Edmonton Elks in Edmonton. The total, it's the highest total of the CFL season so far at 52. What's your take on the game, Babano?
Yeah, Edmonton coming off the, I don't know what that was, shocking. Come back against Hamilton last week, and short week for them, although they played Friday to Thursday, and Calgary rested off a bye. Yet, I'm wondering why Calgary's only laying 3.5 here. You know, it feels like they maybe should be, they should be favored by a little bit more, considering they were laying 9 in the first matchup. I will say this, he didn't play great in the win against Hamilton. It was more Hamilton shooting themselves in the foot, but Trey Ford at quarterback for Edmonton gave them a dual threat element. You know, he was able to run the football, escape the pocket, keep plays alive. You know, he's got to improve his accuracy. He's got to improve the completion rate. And I think he only had 150-some yards passing. But, you know, it was his first start. It was on the road. I saw some good signs from him, though. So I think in this game, he also threw a bad interception. So the way I see it as far as the total's concerned, Trey Ford's capable of creating big plays with his feet. I think he, with a game under his belt, he can be a little bit more accurate throwing the ball, and he can also create points maybe for Calgary. You know, if he makes a bad decision or two, which he's probably going to it's probably going to happen a couple more times. He's a very young quarterback with only a few CFL snaps under his belt, so I do agree with the move up in the total. As far as the side goes, look, Edmonton now, don't look now, they've covered twice in a row, you know, after getting absolutely pummeled in their first two games, especially the BC game. So, you know, it's a tricky call from a side perspective. I'm actually leaning Elks a little bit, but I like the total a bit more.
All right, so you like the over in the game? You could have just sort of said you like the over there. Babano takes us to the Ian Cameron quarterback camp. I didn't know you were a QB technician. Ottawa Red Blacks and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Red Blacks are getting 6.5 points. This is the only East-West matchup in the CFL this week, guys. And for new people that are betting on the CFL, and I know there's a lot of people, one thing about the CFL, the West always kicks the crap out of the East. Like, it's just the West, the teams in the East don't spend as much money on players. It's like a different, they take it more seriously in the West. They just do. Like, all they're stronger franchises, they spend more money on players, they're more into it. And so anyways, they play 12 times this year. The West is 11-1 straight up. The only win was Montreal beat Saskatchewan. So they're 11-1 straight up, but 8-4 against the spread, Babano. So it's not quite as one-sided with the spread, but it's still 8-4. Everybody loves Ottawa this week. Ottawa's going to cover. Ottawa's going to cover. Are you one of the people who loves Ottawa this week?
I am. I am, actually. I got it at 7.5, even at 6. I think they could win this game outright. Saskatchewan, to me, I still don't love this offense. It's pedestrian. Montreal's maybe knocking on the door of coming all the way back before Trevor Harris throws the pick six, which ended their chances last week. I just don't see this offense being locked in. And Ottawa, the one thing we've seen from them is a pretty good defense so far this year, prior to last week. And Nathan Rourke lit them up a little bit, but Nathan Rourke and BC have been doing that to everybody so far this year. I think it's pretty safe to say that they've got the best offense right now, the Lions, in the CFL in the first 4 weeks. Jeremiah Masoli regressed last week a little bit. I don't think that was his best game. It won't be easy on the road against this Riders D, but the O-line has got concerns. They suffered a couple linebacker injuries last week against Montreal. And the one thing you'll get from Ottawa is a sense of desperation, a sense of urgency effort from them, you know, being winless on the year. And I thought they showed that last week against BC. There was no quit in that team. They ended up losing by 3, and were right there. I think they'll be right here as well. I just think it's too many points.
6.5, yeah, it's come down. It's been coming down all week. Total is 45 in this game. And as far as Saskatchewan is concerned, they got revenge against Montreal, even though they were pretty beat up. I don't know how the hell Montreal managed to fall apart the way they did, Babana. Like, they were leading at the half. Saskatchewan, like, are losing all their wide receivers. It's like, well, they're going to have to run the ball in the second half. It's going to be hard to come back. And Montreal just completely fell apart, enough so that they actually fired everybody today. So, like, it was
bad for Kahari Jones. I think it's a little rash to do that.
It's weird this early in the season and stuff, Abano. Like, my deal is, if all the time, if you knew you were going to fire him, just fire him. Because I know behind the scenes they wanted to fire him. So, like, basically he was there's a new owner there, and the owner is very hands on, and it's not a surprise that this
Cuban
has happened.
Type. I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah, and. He bought the team. He saved the team. He thinks, hey, I could do what I want. Like you said, he's going to the games. He's guaranteeing wins and stuff. Like, it's like, bro, just chill out, bro. You've owned the team for 2 weeks. But honestly, look at the lack of discipline, Babana, with that football team, bro. It was out of control. Like, dude, like, the Alouettes stop Saskatchewan, like, and hold them on third down, on the goal line, and Buddy on Montreal slap someone in the head. Right? Like, it's like, dude. You know what I mean? And the thing is, and then after, they did it again. Like, they have no discipline. That was the thing, Babano. I think Machocha, who's more of a strict type guy, who's won before as a coach, and you know what I mean? They just didn't like the discipline stuff. I think the owner was getting tired of the quarterback carousel, like, makeup, you know what I mean? I think they want Vernon Adams to be the quarterback, and Kahari Jones didn't. I mean, there's just sort of a lot of stuff going on. But I think they're a good football team. I just think they have chaos, and I think that new owner has something to do with it. No doubt.
I'll say this, though. They did this a couple of years ago. Jim Popp fired a coach, and Jim Popp took over as the GM and became the head coach. How did that work out for them? Not well.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is? Jim Popp was never a coach before. That's the massive difference. Jim Popp was not a coach. Jim Popp was a scout. Right? He was a general manager.
Coach too.
He was an NFL. No, he's an NFL scout. He wasn't a CSS guy. He was an NFL scout, and he was a general manager. And he just thought he was I like Jim Popp, but he thought he really knew everything. He was like, I'll just coach the team. And it was a disaster. Danny Machocha has been a lifelong coach. Like, you're talking about Machocha. Machocha has been a CIS coach, Edmonton Eskimo coach, Team Canada. He's, you know what I mean? He's been a general manager. He's a football lifer and stuff. I like Ahari Jones, but I'm not surprised he got fired. But all right, we got a couple more minutes with Ben. Winnipeg and BC on ESPN News on Saturday night. This is the game of the week in the CFL. If you make it, if you're watching one game this week, make it this one. Bombers Lions. We'll get the battle thoughts on the other side.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.